Y'all, my name is John Elmore, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and I would say this past week, just like a critical, bitter spirit. Everybody, so man, that's how you can pray for me this week. We're all going to confess and pray with each other as we walk through this journey together. So this past weekend, we were walking through the parking lot on the way to church here. We've got Laura's carrying our baby boy, Judd. Hill and Penny are in tow, and they're like, you know, 2.5 and 3 feet tall. They're like bumper level to the car. And so even walking through the parking lot is a really dangerous proposition for our family because they're like free range too. They're crazy. You let them out of the car seats and it's like, pow. And so I have told them, and I told them this Saturday as we walked into church, I said, hey, Hill, Penny, if you don't stay by Dad in the parking lot, you're gonna die. And Laura was like, hey, I don't know that other families really want to parent that way, so you may want to, because there's other families in earshot, and you see the other kids like starting to turn, like, is that true, Dad? And it's like, don't listen to that strange man. But a few weeks ago, I was walking in the parking lot. Here's discipleship for you. I was like, they were, again, like, they'll get out of the parking lot and just go run. So I'm like, Hill, Penny, stay by Daddy. If you stay by Daddy, you will not get hit. And so we have this rule. I'll say, parking lot. And I put my hand out, and either one or Hill or Penny will grab it, and then the other one tries to grab it. But sometimes, you know, you got to teach them a little bit. And so I was like, you know, we're walking through the parking lot. I'm like, hey, Hill, we're going to tell your sister what happens in the parking lot if you're not holding Daddy's hand. And he goes, you get hit. I was like, that's right, Hill. And when you get hit, what happens after you get hit? He's like, you get smushed. I was like, that's true. And then what? And he goes, guts. I go, that's good. And then what? And he goes, die. Good. Next, heaven. Good. And then what? Daddy cries. And I'm like, that's right, Hill. And that's why we hold hands in the parking lot. I said, look, all you have to do is stand by me. If you stand by me, I'm 6'1". You're not, the car's going to see me. You're not going to get hit. But if you're off by yourself, you will get hit. Like, it's only a matter of time. You're just a little guy. You'll get hit. Penny will get hit. Somebody's getting hit. Too many cars going too fast, and you're too short. They can't see you. You got to stay by me. And I don't say that because I want to freak them out or make them afraid of parking lots. I say it because I love them. In fact, if I didn't love them, I wouldn't tell them. I just wouldn't care. But because of my love for them and my desire to see them live and thrive, I'm like, you got to stay by me. And the reason why I share that is because I've been hit a lot in my life. In the parking lot of life, I've been hit by relationships, by chasing money and status. I got hit by that car too. I've been hit by drugs and alcohol. I've been hit by infidelity in a past relationship. I've been hit by finding my identity and what people think of me because I wasn't staying by my father. I was just off running my own offense. And I got hit a lot. And so I learned what we just sang, because of your love, I live. And so that comes from Galatians 5:16. It's a truth that God tells us because we've got a loving father that says, hey, stay by me and you won't get hit. It's Galatians 5:16 and it says this. It says, so I say, walk by the Spirit or live by the Spirit, depending on the translation, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And we know from Scripture that the desires of the flesh are sin. Sin leads to death. Maybe not the first time, but every time eventually. You just can't play the odds. And so the answer to that, what God tells us is just stay by me. Just stay by me. Walk with me all day, every day. And I will keep you from getting hit because we have this loving Father who cares for us. And so that's what regeneration is. Like if you're new here tonight and you're like, what is this place? Why are these people standing and singing to this God I don't know? It's a bunch of people who are just walking with God one day at a time for a year in community, just with brothers and sisters in Christ. And it leads to a whole lot of crazy freedom and life.